members of the public, the board is returning now. Let's just give them a moment. This is Nathan. Just give them a couple minutes. They're coming.
I think we're slowly coming back in after executive session here, just waiting on one other commissioner. There he is. We're resuming now at 7:27 from executive session. We have a resolution, and we would ask that Nathan read that for us, please.
No.
Do you want me?
Do we first have to move do something else?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to move to accept the resolution in order to discuss it?
Mm-hmm. We move to adopt the resolution. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought we were going to read it first.
I will move to adopt to accept the resolution.
I second.
Would you like me to read it now?
Yes. Thank you, Nathan.
Okay. Resolution 20-526. A resolution of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 to reorganize San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 and San Juan Island Emergency Medical Services. Recitals. Whereas it is the responsibility of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1, here I refer to as Hospital District, to oversee and manage San Juan Island Emergency Medical Services, here I refer to as SJI EMS. And to ensure that the residents, visitors, and landowners of the hospital district receive adequate care for emergency medical response, critical care ground and marine transport, and advanced life support. Whereas the hospital district has employed two executives, the superintendent CEO and SJI EMS interim EMS chief with separate administrative staff. Whereas the SJI EMS interim chief contract has been in effect since February 2019, or about 1.5 years, and longer than anticipated. Whereas, the hospital district is currently dealing with multiple high-level projects and issues, including a large HRSA grant, the integration of EMS and fire, unionization of employees, civil investigative demand, COVID-19 pandemic, and more, all of which would be well served by having a single non-interim executive. This concludes the recitals. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Hospital District Commissioners of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 that, Number 1, the Hospital District withdraws its employment agreement of February 5th, 2019 for interim EMS Chief Administrator Services with Carl Kutzing, and terminates the hospital district's employment of Carl Kutzing as interim EMS chief administrator without cause, and that the position of EMS chief be left vacant. Number 2, that all SJI EMS management responsibilities fall to Superintendent CEO Pamela Hutchins, and that her salary and job duties be revised as per the revised employment agreement and job description attached as Exhibit A. That the board adopt the new administrator's CEO employment agreement with Hutchins, attached Exhibit B. 4, that the board supports the CEO superintendent in offering Carl Kutzing a position as Chief of Logistics and Operations with salary of $70,000 at will in accordance with the job description attached and as may be updated by the superintendent CEO as needed and reporting to the superintendent CEO who will determine the terms of the offer. Number five, if Kutsing does not accept the position as chief of logistics and operations, the board authorizes severance according to the interim EMS chief administrator contract dated February 5th, 2019. Number six, if Kutsing does not accept the position as chief of logistics and operations, the superintendent CEO will proceed with a hire for this important role and negotiate salary in accordance with funds as are available. And then it's dated today and then has lines for the commissioners. Do you want me to read any more of the resolution? This is the resolution, but there are two attachments, namely the job descriptions and Pam's contract.
Oh, no, I don't think we need to read Pam's contract right now. Unless that's... Thank you. I wanted to make a quick statement on Resolution 20-526 to reorganize the San Juan County Public Hospital District number one. I just wanted to explain this resolution process. And as this resolution retires the position of interim EMS chief for the time being, it instead authorizes Superintendent Pamela Hutchins to administer San Juan Island EMS directly. As the existing superintendent and CEO, this is fully within her purview and requires no change of title. This resolution offers the currently vacant position of Chief of Logistics and Operations Interim EMS Chief, Carl Kutsing. He was told on Friday that we would be proposing this change and placed on leave to allow him time to consider his choice without the distraction of his current responsibilities. This was a courtesy, and an effort to show him respect. This year has been a challenging year with a lot of surprises, and we have found that the course of the integration of EMS has gone on much longer than expected, that far too many projects have been on hold. We intend to expand community paramedicine to help meet the long-term care needs of our community. We intend to put EMT volunteers back to work safely. We intend to combine all staff into one administrative structure, which will involve other changes as well. We intend to resolve the issue of the civil investigative demand from 5 to even 8 years ago. We have received, in collaboration with several partners, a significant grant to begin working towards implementing long-term care solutions, which may involve hiring a new employee. I want to personally thank Interim Chief Kutsing for all his time and effort and his work in such a challenging role. I hope that he knows what a valuable member of EMS he is. I'm grateful to Superintendent Hutchins for her willingness to expand her role as executive of EMS. I ask that you give her your support, as I know she will give you hers. I hope all the employees of volunteers at EMS we'll be in on all of the possibilities of what we can do together for our community. Thank you. I'm happy to open this up for discussion. Well, everyone's so quiet. You had a lot to say previously.
We already had to talk so much.
It's a big topic. This is Commissioner Loring. Thank you, Chair Lindstrom, for that statement. I think it reflects the positions for a lot of us. This is a time of transition for the hospital district and for EMS. And I look forward to seeing where it goes and what we can do with it. I will say, because I'm outspoken, that I think that we may want to in the future and before too long start thinking about the roles that exist at EMS and talking about a chief there again at some point, a more permanent chief moving forward. We've had some interesting conversations about integration with the fire district over the last year or so. They haven't gone well, and I'm not convinced that that is something that is going to happen. Whether it does or not, I'm anxious about having waited for it a bit. I think that was kind of the role that we started in, at least the new commissioners. And I think this is what we're doing today is a step towards saying we're moving on, we're taking care of our community, we're providing the best health care that people are willing to pay for. And I think that as part of that, we may need to consider having a more permanent position filled there. And so that's something that we'll be discussing and will be something I'll probably bring up again in the future. So anyway, thank you again. I think this is a very positive step.
Thank you. If there is no further discussion, I will call for a vote. All in favor of Resolution 20-526 to reorganize San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you very much. Superintendent Hutchins and Nathan, I never know what to call you specifically.
PIO,
but you have so many titles. I thank you both for your work on this. And now we move to audience participation. Again, I think star six.
If there's anybody that would like to comment, please unmute yourself and state that you'd like to make a comment so that if there's more than one, we can do it in an orderly manner. This is Nathan. I don't see that there's any comment and I'm not getting any emails about it. So that's what I know.
Okay. I do hope people have access to being able to speak, but if they don't, they can always reach out to us, and we always appreciate hearing from the public and our staff.
I agree with that. I agree that I hope that people will reach out if they need further clarification or have issues.
Okay. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, quick note, Commissioner comments. I was disappointed that we didn't have our usual monthly reports. I know we have a lot going on. I don't need a lengthy report, and I know people have been very busy, but I do like to have that as part of our monthly list. And if you're trying to catch up on 2 months, there's so much going on, that can be a challenge too. But again, I appreciate that people were very busy. I just hope that we can make sure that we're trying to maintain that in the future.
Absolutely. Pam?
Yeah, I agree, Commissioner Loring. If it wasn't for my two illnesses and a fall and a fractured wrist, I would have definitely tried to make sure the reports were there.
Okay, no more broken bones. This is the last straw, Pam.
Yeah. No more. Too many things. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week in another board meeting, I guess. But all right. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. Night all.
Night.
Can we get the time on the record, Commissioner?
Night, everyone.
Yes, sorry. We're adjourning at 7:39.
Thank you.
Another short meeting. Thank you.